Okay, first of all, welcome along to everybody that's joined us today.
那我们现在开始上课，先欢迎大家来参加了今天的课程。
We're going to continue on with the promises that God gave to Abraham, but here we're going to look at a slightly different topic, and that is talking about how we can humble ourselves to God, just as Abraham did.
我们先还是要谈的是，亚伯拉罕，神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。那同时，我们今天呢，会要特别去谈一件事情，就是我们要如何在神的面前能够非常的谦卑，的有如亚伯拉罕在神面前的谦卑一样。
Okay, so a lot of this will actually be revision, not just of things that we've been learning recently, but things that we learned last year in Taiwan as well.
而我们今天呢所讲的课呢，其实不只是这几天在说的，我们其实有一点是把这个过去一年来在台湾有教导的东西哈，也做一些算是一个用个新的方式来诠释。
Yeah, but like any study, when you're reviewing and you're bringing in ideas together, then this should be able to create new concepts in your soul as well.
我们在学任何事情的时候呢，当我们在复习的过程中，其实这个复习它常常会有新的启示会在我们的魂中。
Okay, so we'll start our lesson today by naming our sins to God the Father, as we always do.
好，我们现在开始上课，那先像我们过一定要有的这个程序，我们要先谦卑的在神面前向神认罪，让神可以光照我们。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time to study your word today.
感谢天父，今天给我们这个时间，让我们研读你的话语。
And we pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will make us see your plan more clearly.
也请求神能够让我们可以完全的理解今天的课程。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just bring up the slideshow here. Now, recently we've been talking about how Abraham was circumcised. Now, circumcised at the physical circumcision is a symbolic ritual, which we saw in Genesis 17:11.
好，我们这几周呢，都在谈的是割礼哈。那在第一种割礼是属于真的身体的割礼。那在创世纪17:11里面有讲到，从亚伯拉罕他得到神的启示，要为所有的这个犹太子民做割礼。
Now, just because Abraham was circumcised doesn't make him a great believer. In fact, it doesn't change his spiritual status at all.
但是呢，我们也要知道呢，这种形式上、仪式上的割礼呢，它其实对于亚伯拉罕或者是他的这个犹太子民来讲，他并没有办法让他们在这个属灵生命上有更大的成长。
From a physical point of view, all it does is bring lots of pain, I guess.
如果从这个肢体、身体上面来说的话，他这个割礼只是一个非常痛的过程。
Okay, but you notice that, the Jewish people, they do it with all of their male children from 8 days old. And again, it'll be a real painful process for the little babies, but as they grow up, they forget about that pain, of course.
而你想想看，这些所有的犹太的孩子们，在生下第八天就要做这样的隔离，那对那个婴儿来讲是非常非常疼痛的。那当然，神的意思也是可能希望他们有这样的一个疼痛的记忆。
But like any genuine ritual in the plan of God that God says for believers to do, and a ritual means it's like a task or a kind of a symbolic thing that you do. Every ritual has to have a reality. It represents something regarding the spiritual life.
而我们要知道呢，所有的仪式它都是有它的一个意义，然后是代表了在属灵上面的意义。
And just doing the ritual doesn't make anybody become a better believer.
那但是呢，这个如果只是做仪式，那对于这个人来讲是 并没有办法让他变成一个更好的一个信徒。
And there's no ritual, of course, that saves a person. You cannot be saved by doing any particular ritual.
而仪式呢，也不能够让一个人就这样得救。
This was a problem that Paul had. When Paul was preaching the gospel message, and then sometimes people would come and say, well, we're Jewish people, so we still have to keep some of the rituals in order to be saved, like the circumcision.
而当这就造成了像保罗他后来在传道的时候呢，就常常会有一些犹太人来说，哎，我们必须要保守原本的就我们的这个老祖宗们的这些仪式啊，否则的话我们就不会被救。
This was a problem that Paul talked about in the book of Galatians. He was teaching the Galatians church because people had come into the Galatians church and said, you need to be circumcised if you want to be saved.
而这就是这个保罗在加拉太书里面在讲的哈，就他在加拉太的这些教会里面在传讲福音的时候呢，就常常会遇到这些犹太人呢来持反对的意见，说一定要做割礼。
And see, religious people like to do that because, with their arrogance, they think that there's something they can do to make themselves better in God's plan.
而这些呢，都是那种所谓宗教人士很喜欢这样子的，就是他们希望用他们自己人的力量、人的仪式呢，来做到他们觉得得救。
And it's like if you cut the foreskin off an 8-day-old child, is that going to make him better spiritually at all?
你想想看，如果让一个8天大的婴儿做了割礼，他的属灵生命真的会比较好吗？
Well, like you have young babies in the Catholic Church, they like to take them into the church and they sprinkle the water on their head. They think that's some kind of a baptism. And so they think that this baby is going to some way be saved.
而就像天主教徒也喜欢把他们的婴儿哈，在很小的时候带到教会里面，然后让这个神父将水洗在他的身上，然后他们认为这样子就是一个真正的洗礼，那这个孩子就是被救了，就是被拯救了。
They get that idea from the water baptism. And the water baptism, for adults who believe in Jesus, that's also a ritual. It doesn't save a person, it doesn't make you a good believer.
所以呢，这样子，天主教的仪式也是等于是用水洗的概念来做这样的仪式。事实上这样子对这一个婴儿是否灵魂得救是并没有直接的帮助。
What makes a person a great believer is understanding God's plan and God's word properly and then applying it.
而真正的要让这个孩子得救，是他必须要学习了解神的话语，并且是应用神的话语。
And so, as we come to learn, for example, what is the circumcision? What's the meaning of that? Or, like baptism, what's the meaning of baptism? If you learn about these things, you're learning about God's plan, and then if you apply the information you're learning, then that's when you start to become a better believer. You glorify God more.
而事实上呢，我们是必须，不论是用割礼或者是洗礼，我们都必须要了解神要在这个仪式中教导我们真实的意义是什么。那当我们理解了神的教导，理解神的计划，而我们真的把它运用在生活中的时候，这才使我们成为一个真实而且是更好的一个基督徒。
Yeah, and just to give you another couple of examples of where there's people who do rituals, they think they're pleasing to God just because of their actions. And one is that just going to church. See, some people go to church, it's like a ritual for them. They're not going to study the Word of God, they just go to church because they think that's what is going to bless them, they think that's what God wants them to do.
而很多宗教形态的基督徒，他以为呢，就是他到教会，然后去这个赞美，做这个主日崇拜，他们以为这样他就得到了这个所谓圣灵的洗礼，甚至认为这样他就得救了。
And actually, even before they're even doing anything, we're not even talking about whether they read the Bible in a church or even singing psalms. Some people just think as soon as they walk in the church and sit down, at least, they sit down on the pew and think, now I'm doing what This is God's will for me. I've come to church.
而很多人呢，他们到教会呢，甚至不平常都不读圣经，也在教会里也没读圣经啊，也没唱歌，他就以为他走进了教会，坐下他就已经执行了神给他的旨意。
And of course, when you enter into a church, you know, people are talking usually very quietly, and then there's the music playing, and you're in this sort of environment where maybe there's Bible verses around you, and there's a Bible on the seat next to you. And so it's this religious atmosphere. It's not really a spiritual atmosphere, it's a religious atmosphere. And people can feel blessed by that as well. They think God is with me just because, you know, there's all these spiritual symbols around me, these religious symbols.
而这些来到教会的人呢，他感受到这个教会里头哈、啊、唱诗的声美妙声音，然后到处都看到这个投影片上面有的金句，然后整个气氛氛围让他觉得神与他同在。
And what they're feeling there is an emotional reaction. They're having an emotional reaction.
而这些呢，其实他所感受到的是一种情绪情感上面的一个气氛。
And perhaps they've been told by somebody, you have to go to church, this is God's will. But they forget to mention that the reason we should go to church is to learn God's word. But maybe they've just been told, go to church and God will bless you.
而且这些人很可能就是被一些人教导说啊，你去教会就会得到神的祝福，然后教他的人忘记说你还要读圣经，还要学习神的话语。
Yeah, because that's the reason we should go to church, really, is to learn the word of God, and then through learning the word of God, we have an appreciation of God. And so, like when you're in a church and singing songs of praise, those songs have meaning as well.
而其实我们真的到教会去的目的就是来学习神的话语，而因此能够感激神。然后在这时候你在做敬拜歌唱，那个是你真正跟神在建立关系。
Yeah, so again, if you're not learning or applying the word of God in that situation, then the time that you have there, that ritual is meaningless.
所以如果呢，你没有在学习真正神的教导的话，那些所有的仪式都是没有意义的。
Okay, so I'll bring up this term again. This is a review here. Remember, ritualwithout reality is meaningless. That's a phrase that the Colonel came up with. So, yeah, if you don't understand the reality, like why this ritual is important or what this ritual means, then it has no meaning for you.
好，所以呢，上校牧师一直在强调他这一句话，就是呢，任何的仪式如果没有真实的理解，它都是没有意义的。
Yeah, and just one other example could be when people give offerings to the church, and that actually takes place usually on a Sunday at a church as well. When people give money to a church, a lot of people do that as a ritual as well.
而就像很多人到教会去也会做这个奉献，那这个奉献呢，它到后来变成是一个自以为义的行为的时候，它也变成了是一个仪式，而不是一个真实的一个有心里面的一个回应。
A lot of people have been brainwashed by the church that they have to give 10% of their income.
而很多教会呢，也好像在洗脑一样的告诉所有的信徒说，你们必须要给出十分之一啊的你的收入。
And so every week, you know, they probably calculate how much money did I make this week, and then what's 10%, and then when I go on Sunday, I'll put it into the envelope and I'll give it to the church, and that's just a ritual.
而所以因此呢，很多的这个信徒他就是每天都每个礼拜都要算说，哎，这个礼拜我赚了多少钱，十分之一是多少，然后到了教会就会做这个奉献，这样就变成了真的只是仪式行为。
But the reality behind the giving of the church is, if you go back to the Old Testament, of course, that was a tax for the Jewish people in the time of Israel.
我们如果仔细看这个旧约对于这个十分之一的奉献呢，它其实是有点类似于在当时的一个税金的概念。
Yeah, but you know, Jesus taught and Paul taught as well that when you give, and it doesn't have to be to the church, you know, it can be to the poor people, you can give to the widows. You see people begging on the street a lot now. It can be even to a Christian organization or to your family or whatever. Whenever you give, what's important is you have the correct attitude.
对于一个真正真实的理解所谓的奉献，我们应该是了解，就是我们其实在主的名下，我们要去供给一些贫穷有缺乏的人，那也都是一个奉献。
And it doesn't have to be 10% of your income, whatever you give to, of course.
所以这种奉献不见得一定要给的是教会，也不一定是给十分之一。
Yeah, when you give, you have to have the right motivation. So you're giving with the correct motivation for whatever cause it is you give to.
而真正的这种奉献应该是要有一个对的动机。
I'll just see if I can find the verse here, but Paul was talking about that. He says, God loves a cheerful giver. But actually, it really means like God loves a well-motivated giver.
就如保罗所说的，神是喜欢这个快乐、愉快的奉献。那其实他的真正的意思呢，就是神要的是对的动机的奉献。
Yeah, so we see that come out in 2 Corinthians 9:7.Can you see that now?
Yes.
Okay, so in the English here it says, every man as he purposed in his heart, let him give, not grudgingly, which means you know, you're not giving because somebody tells you to give or because you have to, but because God loves a cheerful giver. So you give cheerfully, which means you have the right motivation and you're willing to give.
所以在这个哥林多后书九章七节里面清楚的讲说，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为神喜爱捐得乐意的人。
There is nowhere in the New Testament which says you have to give 10% to the church.
所以在新约里面是从来没有提到说，我们应该是给多少，也没有十分之一这个说法。
But I think, you know, all over the world, millions and millions of people, millions of Christians all around the world, every Sunday, that's quite stressful for them even. They think, oh man, I have to give 10% to the church and I couldn't even pay my power bill. And then my kids got to go to school next week. So they have stress going on in their soul because of this 10% rule, this ritual.
而全球呢，各地的这些基督徒们呢，其实有很多他们可能连自己的电费或者是下个礼拜孩子们的学费都他有困难了，而却要为了这十分之一的收入的奉献呢在那边烦恼。
They're not giving to the church with any right motivation or with any happiness.
所以这样子的给予 给到教会的里面完全没有喜乐，就他的动机就 不对了，那就变成是只是为了要满足仪式的要求。
Yeah, so they have the wrong motivation. See, their motivation is they're giving to the church because the person at the church said you have to give your money.
所以呢，他们其实是在错误的动机下，是因为教会要求大家要做这样的事。
They might even think, I don't even like this church.
而他们可能根本不喜欢这个教会。
I don't like the people here.
甚至不喜欢那边的人。
It takes me 2 hours to get here on a Sunday. I have to go on an old bus, and it's very smelly and crowded.
而且我每一个礼拜天要坐2小时的公车，非常的臭，很挤。
And I get here, and it seems like the pastor doesn't even know what he's talking about.
然后我到了那个教会，那个牧师呢，讲到好像不知道自己在讲什么一样。
And the music's too loud.
那音乐的声音太大。
Yeah, and then they give us lunch at lunchtime, and even the food's no good.
Sorry?
A lot of churches, they like to give lunch to the people at 12 o'clock or something, and even the food's no good.
然后呢，教会的这个爱宴，就是中午吃的爱宴呢，又很不好吃，那个食物很差。
And they're thinking in their mind, this is not really worth the 10% of my income.
然后他们心里面就在想说，这根本不值得我的十分之一的收入当做奉献。
You see, this person is thinking along religious lines. He's not thinking of the real reason why we should be giving money to anybody or even the church.
所以这个人的满脑子呢，都是一个因为仪式而必须要给出去的这个宗教仪式要求的一个十分之一的奉献，而他完全没有理解他为什么会想要奉献，他没有心甘情愿的，不知道他自己奉献的意义在哪里。
So that person should not be giving any money to the church.
所以这个人根本就不该把钱给这个教会。
In fact, he shouldn't even be going to the church. What's the point of going?
他甚至不应该需要去这个教会，他去的目的是什么？没有理由嘛。
There's a verse in the Bible, and this is in Hebrews 10:25. It says that you should get together, meaning with other Christians, to be encouraged.
而在希伯来书十章二十五节里面讲说，你们要应该要聚集，让彼此能够鼓舞。
And the word means encouraged from the word of God. It doesn't mean you have to get together and, you know, with other Christians and be encouraged by other people. The emphasis is on being encouraged by the word of God.
而这个鼓舞呢，其实是并不是说人之间的鼓舞，而是因着神的话语而得到鼓舞。
Encouragement also comes from other believers. If other believers are learning the word of God, and you're in a small group, perhaps, like we used to have tea parties, people get together and they're talking about the word of God and God in their lives. That's very encouraging.
而这个彼此鼓舞的意义是说呢，当神的话语在其他的这些信众中间，他们学习神的话语，他们可以分享，然后这因着神的话语，让他们彼此分享的那种鼓励鼓舞是非常非常有力量的。
But you get a lot of religious type Christians and they look at a verse like Hebrews 10:25 and they say, see, I have to go to church, or see, you have to go to church.
而很多这些基督徒们，他们看到希伯来书的十章二十五节，他们只以为神在说你们必须要来教会。
But if we look at that verse, and we don't look at it like a ritual that you have to go to church, but we look at the reality of that verse, and the reality of that verse is saying Christians need to get together, they need to hear the word of God, they need to share the word of God.
所以这个希伯来书十章二十五节是非常重要，你必须真实的了解它的含义。它的意思是说，你必须要学习神的话语，而且彼此要互相分享，鼓舞神的话语。
And that could just be like a small group of Christians. Maybe they don't like going to church, but they could just get together during the week and they could read from read from the Bible, but better to read from doctrinal books or you listen to an audio lesson and then you can talk about the experiences you've had with God.
所以呢，真正希伯来书十章二十五节的意义呢，是即使是一小群人或几个人，好，每个礼拜聚集或是一个礼拜好几次聚集，一起来阅读圣经，并且听这个圣经教义，看读圣经教义的书，或者是听一些这种圣经教义的讲道的课程，这都是真正神所期待的彼此鼓舞，聚集彼此鼓舞的概念。
Yeah, and somebody like, you know, they want to give. So somebody can give some biscuits, somebody can give some coffee, somebody can open up their house. All that kind of stuff is giving. If you want to give to a good cause, I'm sort of joking a little bit, but you know, when people get together like that, that's very encouraging. That you just have people with the right attitude and the right motivation, and they're talking about the right kind of things.
所以呢，如果这样的聚集呢，大家呢都带着他们的，比如说有些人带了小饼干，带了一些食物，那有些人把他的房子让大家一起来聚会，那这种也都是一种奉献。而这样子的奉献，大家是有着对的态度跟对的心态动机，然后这样子的给予是非常得神喜悦的。
Yeah, but you know, if you're going to a church and the church is well organized and the pastor is teaching well, then you might want to give money to the church because your money, it helps to give the pastor a salary, it helps to employ the workers at the church, it helps to maintain the church.
而如果你去的一个教会呢，它也是非常有组织，然后所有的活动都办得非常的好，然后大家来参加，有的听到很好的道理，然后牧师给予很好的教导，然后彼此互相关怀，这样的教会你当然很愿意要去奉献，因为你的奉献是可以让这个教会得以这个存在，而且能够 保持很好的这个服侍，那这样子当然是我们应该要去给予奉献了。
And like the more that the congregation gives money to the church, if the pastor is doing his job properly, that means he doesn't need to be working. You know, he can be spending his time studying the word of God and teaching the word of God as well. Of course, you know, that takes his time, so he should be paid for that.
而如果有一个这样的牧师，他可以这样好的组织他的教会，然后让他的这个会众可以得到这么好的教导，还有在这么喜乐的环境中，这样子得到的这些会众们的奉献，应该要足以让这个牧师他可以不需要另外再去找工作赚钱养家活口，他就可以专注于研读更多的神的话语，然后用他的时间准备好的这些教导，让所有的会众得到更好的教导。
Yeah, so again, you have to understand that there has to be a reality in what you're doing. And some people, again, they might think it's like a ritual, but actually there's no rules about how much money you give to the church. And the reality is, whatever you give, or to whoever you give, you have to have the right motivation.
所以我们刚刚所讲的就是说，基本上你要对这个圣经所教导的真实意义要了解，那当你了解它的真实含义的时候，那整件事情我们才会有真正的对于学习到的 这些好像是只是仪式的事情，它真正的意义，它背后的意义，那你才真的做奉献，而不是只是一个仪式而已。
Yeah, so getting back to the circumcision, it's a ritual, it's a physical ritual, but there is a reality behind that circumcision. You know, why did Abraham do that? Why did God tell Abraham to do that? And then why do all the Jewish parents do that for their children?
所以回到这个割礼的仪式也是一样，我们必须要了解为什么神要让亚伯拉罕告诉他说犹太人都要做割礼，那也让我们理解真正为什么到这个传了这么久上千年的这个割礼的仪式，在犹太人的生活中他们还是一再的在做，那他真正是神在教导他们什么。
Yeah, and we have to understand that the word circumcision in the Hebrew, it literally means to destroy or to cut off, but your skin has been cut offAnd being separated, just like Abraham and the Jewish people are being separated from the Gentiles for a purpose, for God's purpose.
所以我们要理解这个割礼这个字 ,circumcise 这个字，它真正的意义呢，其实在希伯来文里面是把它切除、分离、分开的这个概念。所以它其实是要他们犹太人要把自己把这个污秽的除掉，同时呢，与这些外邦不属神的人中做一个分别。
Right from the time of Adam and Eve, God had promised that for Adam and Eve, they would need a savior to save them from their sins.
在亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候呢，他们就已经被神教导说，他们必须要与所有他们的罪分离。分开来。
Obviously, this savior was going to be a very special person, and this person was going to have a unique lineage. And lineage means like the line, the family line, and they were going to have a unique birth, and they were going to have a unique life.
而在这样的分离中，它的重点就是会有一个这个拯救者会出现在他们的后世中，在后裔中，而这个后裔中会有这个拯救者，会是有一个非常特的出身独特的一个人。
And so God was preparing a way, He was preparing a path for the birth of the Savior. And by separating the Jewish people from the time of Abraham down, He was emphasizing.And making clear to the world that this was the people, the promised people who would provide the Savior.
而也因此呢，神要设计一条路径，或者是说一个指示的传递的一个民族，也就是从亚伯拉罕以降下面的他的指示中，将要会有这样的一位人类的救主要出现，所以他必须要让他的这一个族群，也就是犹太人，从所有的有罪的外邦 是我们人本来就有罪的这个这些人中间分别出来，分别为圣。
And people like to ask, well, why did God choose the Jewish people? You know, why did he choose Abraham? Why the Jewish people? Why not somebody else?
就很多人会问呢，为什么神选择了这个犹太人？为什么是会是犹太人中会有这位救主的降生呢？
And the real reason is because Abraham was the first person in human history who was able to believe God to the utmost, to the extreme. When God said, you must sacrifice your son to me, because that was an image of God the Father sacrificing or giving Jesus Christ, his son, to be sacrificed as the offering, the sin offering for the world.
而这个原因呢，就是因为亚伯拉罕是在当人类有史以来第一位可以将他的信心、啊、信靠神的信心可以极大化，甚至做到把他唯一的儿子他都可以献上、啊、然后献给神。那这就其实也预表了后来这个耶稣基督的降生，而神会愿意让他的独生爱子耶稣基督成为整个救赎人类的这个献礼，他等于是一个那个牺牲的羔羊一样的这样子被献上。所以这个亚伯拉罕所作所为就是预表的后来神要为我们所做的。
And the key to that was that Abraham had positive volition. So really, he wasn't any special guy. He didn't have any special magic powers or a special upbringing. The only thing that made him different, really, was that he wanted to know God and God's plan.
而亚伯拉罕这样一个平凡的人，他并没有什么神奇的大能或力量或什么魅力啊，他就是一个普通人。但是他却有极致的一个正向的一个自由意志，就是他正向的面对神，完全的信靠神，他完全愿意爱神，甚至完全了解神的计划，并且遵行神的旨意去完成神的计划。
We really don't know anything about Abraham's upbringing and his family, which just goes to show, he was probably quite a normal guy.
我们对于亚伯拉罕他的整个成长过程其实了解不多，因为在圣经里写的不多。
What was important was that Abraham, you know, once he, even as a small child possibly, he wanted to know who is God and what is God and how can I get to know God?
但是呢，我们需要知道的是呢，亚伯兰他在小时候很可能就是想要知道神，谁是神，他是什么样的神。谁是真神？
And then God would have presented the gospel message, telling him about the future, the coming Savior. That's Jesus Christ, but they call him Jehovah and Yeshua in the Old Testament. And then Abraham believed.
而神呢，就用各种方法后来告诉他说，啊，将会，他未来将会有多生，而且里面会有我们人类的拯救者。然后，所以而且他也告诉他说他叫他的名字神的名字叫做耶和华，而亚伯拉罕相信。
And then whenever God gave Abraham like a command to do something, to go to a certain place and do certain things, Abraham usually would do it. Not every time. Sometimes he was still disobedient to God, but usually he was pretty obedient to God.
而当神呢告诉亚伯拉罕你应该去哪里，应该做什么，哈，这个大部分神说的亚伯拉罕都做了，当然他有的时候也没有完全听从，但是大部分神给他的旨意他都是遵行的。
Yeah, so usually because God wants us to understand that Abraham was also a sinner, and Abraham, you know, he wasn't as perfect like a Christian, a perfect believer that obeyed God every time, and Abraham had to go through a process of learning, of punishment,of being obedient at times, and like we do every time in our lives. We have times we obey God, we have times we don't.
而神呢也让我们理解哈，亚伯拉罕并不是一个生来就是圣徒的人，他在这个整个过程中间学习去信靠神，而且这个服从于神，这也是他一路 走来越来越像一个这个神所期待的啊顺服的人。那他其实亚伯拉罕在整个一开始的时候，他也是一个罪人啊，他跟我们都一样是一个罪人，他有很多时候是没有如主所期待的教导的去做的。
But the important thing about Abraham, like any other believer we see that becomes a great believer in the Old Testament, the important thing was they had positive volition and they were consistent, always learning, always trying to apply the word of God.
而最重要的我们要从亚伯拉罕身上学到的是，就像旧约中很多的这种伟大的信徒，他们呢对神都是有一个正向的一个自由意志。所以呢，神的教导他们都是尽可能的去学习，这个随着这个年龄的成长就越来越信实于神。
And sometimes they make mistakes, but if they sin, they would name their sins to God the Father and God would forgive them and then they could move on in the spiritual life.
而当他们呢有的时候犯错了，做了有罪的事呢，他们就立即跟神来忏悔啊，认罪，然后之后呢，他们的这个就可以再继续在属灵生命上继续重新向前走。
But ultimately, you know, Abraham got to become a very humble believer. He became very obedient to God, and then that's when God made Abraham the father of the Jewish race.
而之后呢，就是你就看到亚伯拉罕，他就越来越像是神所喜悦的一个非常顺服的一个忠实的仆人。而最后他神呢把这个未来这个救世主要出生的这一条线呢从他身上要开始绵延下去。
And that was a great privilege and a great blessing for Abraham.
这是神给的一个非常大的一个特殊的待遇，也是对亚伯拉罕很大的祝福。
Yeah, and for his offspring as well, it became a great privilege for the Jewish people. They became the chosen race.
而也让亚伯拉罕的后裔呢，成为了被拣选的民，而且是最受祝福的民。
And for us too, you know, we become blessed because of Abraham, just like it promised in Genesis 12:3, through Abraham, all of the world will become blessed in Abraham, and we're a part of that.
而我们呢也因着亚伯拉罕也同样得到祝福，就如同这个创世纪十二章三节所说的哈，我们祝福犹太人的，我们也得到祝福。
OK, let's just stop for a 10 minute break. What time do you have there, Serena?
Yeah, now it's 10:50. We can have 10 minutes.
OK, so we'll come back at 11 o'clock.
OK, 我们11点回来，我们休息一下。
OK.